KBBI's Morning News is sponsored by the Homer Foundation, where giving is more than a gift, it's an investment in the place we call home. For 35 years, we've connected generosity to community need on the Southern Kenai Peninsula, providing more than $6 million in local grants and scholarships. Your gift supports students, strengthens nonprofits, and creates a legacy for the future. Give today or plan a gift for tomorrow by visiting homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation, building community through generosity.
Today is Monday, January 19th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. And first up, the Alaska Air National Guard rescued a person undergoing a cardiac emergency in Soldovia early last week. Alaska State Troopers requested assistance, but civilian air ambulances were unable to reach the community. National Guard Public Affairs Specialist Alex Pena says winter weather, potential icing, and darkness grounded civilian crews. He says Soldovia's unlit airstrip also limited their ability to operate. The Alaska Rescue Coordination Center opened a medical evacuation mission, and the 176th Wing launched a Pave Hawk helicopter from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Pena says Guard aviators trained to fly in austere conditions. The crew used night vision goggles to land in Soldovia. Guardian Angel rescue specialists loaded the patient and provided care during the roughly 130-mile flight back to Anchorage. Hospital staff transferred the patient to Providence, Alaska Medical Center. In other news, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is bracing for another tough budget season. Early estimates put the district about $8.5 million in the red if it maintained the same staffing and programs next school year. As KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara reports, the clock is ticking for the board to make up the forecasted deficit.
State law requires the district to submit a balanced budget to the Borough Assembly by May. With that deadline looming, board members are revisiting familiar but unpopular ideas for saving money, consolidating schools, and closing pools. School board members convened in Soldotna this week for meetings. Board President Jason Tauriainen primed talks during a day full of work sessions on Tuesday.
We have a little bit of a deficit that we're going to be working with, so this is the beginning of this discussion.
This year, the district is proposing to close Seward's Only Middle School and Paul Banks Elementary School in Homer. It's not a sure thing, but after reviewing the district's 42 school sites, Superintendent Clayton Holland says those two met the criteria.
Consolidation is not about short-term savings alone. It's about making careful, student-focused decisions that protect educational opportunities while minimizing disruption to students, families, and communities.
Holland says the district prioritizes scenarios that prevent a need for new bus routes, create more student opportunities, and keep at least one school in a community. District data show it could save about $450,000 the first year after closing Seward Middle and more than $600,000 the first year after closing Paul Banks Elementary. One part of the state law that governs education funding rewards multiple smaller schools over a few consolidated ones, while another part of the law smooths out funding levels after abrupt changes. The net effect is that savings from school consolidation drops over time, to about a fifth in the case of Paul Banks. In Seward, closing the middle school would actually cost the district money in the long run. Micah Van Buskirk was elected to the school board a few months ago and represents the district that includes Seward. She says the district cannot afford to skirt tough decisions this year.
We're just going to have to do it. All the other school districts are doing it, are having to do it because of the climate for education and budgets. As much as I hate to say that, because one of my schools is on the chopping block, but it's real.
School pools, too. They're funded through June. But beyond that, it's uncertain. Here's Holland again.
I think we need to take that step to move away from operations of pools.
Even though most of the Kenai Peninsula's pools are hosted in school buildings, students aren't the only ones swimming. Non-school groups use school pools for swim clubs, physical therapy, diving certification, and even safety training. Users have fiercely opposed past closure attempts, but Holland says the district can't afford to keep footing the bill. 2025 was a chaotic year for school funding statewide. After months of debate and two veto overrides, state lawmakers bumped up base per student funding by $700. That brought about $11.5 million more to Peninsula schools and allowed board members to undo some budget cuts. But this year, the extra funding isn't going as far as the district had hoped. That's because the taxable value of property in the Kenai Peninsula borough went up, which could shift some of the education funding burden from the state to the borough. This year, the borough's on the hook for around $3 million more than what would have previously come from the state. State law describes the minimum and maximum amount of money the borough can give the school district. Holland says the district is going to ask the borough for maximum funding, even though he's not sure it will actually get that. It's almost $10 million more than what the district expects the borough mayor to propose. The mayor ties his budget proposal to inflation. And state lawmakers are already warning against high expectations for the legislative session that starts next week. Here's Soldotna Republican Representative Justin Ruffridge during a school board work session.
I think it's pretty unlikely that there will be any additional talks about funding.
The district is holding a series of community meetings to gather public input on the budget. The Central Peninsula meeting will be held February 17th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Kenai Central High School. Reporting in Soldotna, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, also online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be sent to news@kbbi.org. Taking a look at the Seldovia District tides for today. This morning's high tide was at 3:11 a.m. at 17.9 feet for Kachemak Bay. This morning's low tide is at 8:43 a.m. at 3.7 feet for Kachemak Bay. For Resurrection Bay, the Seward District, the last low tide was at 7:19 a.m. at 3.4 feet for Resurrection Bay, and then the high tide will be at 1:15 p.m. at 11.7 feet for Resurrection Bay. Sunrise this morning in Homer will be at 9:43 a.m., sunset at 4:50 p.m. for a total of 7 hours and 6 minutes of daylight. That is a gain of 4 minutes, 4 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 9:42 a.m. Seward sunrise will be at 9:38 a.m., sunset at 4:38 p.m. for 7 hours of daylight, a gain of 4 minutes, 12 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 9:36 a.m. Thanks for listening, and good morning.